I'm from Subex. We are working on a couple of MVPs on Hyperledger Fabric.
No, that's cool. Welcome. So we have Sunny as well from Subex, right?
Yeah, Sunai from Subex.
Yep. And anyone else? Chris?
Yes, my name is Chris. I'm developing in Hyperledger Fabric. I'm relatively new to it, only the past 3 or 4 months. And I see the telecom special interest group, and it pertains to the project I'm doing.
Great. Thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and if you want to share more, there should be time.
Hello, this is Bilal here.
Hi, Bilal.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Very well.
Okay, so we're still looking for Amud, but he's not here. Maybe he's not well. And meanwhile, David, would you like to give some introduction on recordings that you shared with in the group as well? Like as a SIG, we can record some videos.
Sure, or sure. Let me drop. I put a link on the agenda, but let me drop a link in the chat as well. So here, just 1 second. Okay, let me know if people are able to see the link in the chat. But this is to a page on the Hyperledger website called the Video Library. And so what this is, it's the collection of videos mostly created by the other special interest groups. If you pull up the page, you'll be able to see that there's a range of different videos. You can sort by different topics. And you can see those are all different topics aligned around the different special interest groups. So, for example, the healthcare special interest group has done this more than others. They have 10 different videos. They have a fairly mature speaker series. So they don't do this on every meeting, but they do find people in the community who are doing interesting things in the space and invite them to present. And it's really a great way. It does a number of things. One, it shares best practices and lessons learned, which is helpful, which is, I think, one of the point of these groups. We're all trying to implement Hyperledger and blockchain in an industry. So hearing what other people have learned doing similar things is helpful. Two, it also really helps with the recruitment. The healthcare group, for example, is the largest of the group. They have close to 1,000 people in their mailing list, partly because they do things like this and then they're very good at promoting them. So if you have, for example, somebody coming up at an upcoming meeting, that's gonna be an interesting topic. The healthcare group does, and I help with this, and I could do it the same for you. We do promotions around it. We promote on the Hyperledger Twitter account. You know, this person is going to speak this day on this topic. Come, you know, everybody's welcome. And that drives recruiting. And then it's a nice archive, you know, so we have the space now where we can put the recordings after they're done. So there are a number of other special interest groups have started this as well. Again, you can kind of flip through the page and see there are some things here related to capital markets, climate action, trade finance, supply chain. There actually is one telecom thing on here, but this was actually recorded not here in this group, but separately. One of our members did a telecom use case and recorded this and sent us the video, so we posted it. But we could do more of this. And you know, I wanted to offer this to the group as an idea. I did talk, you know, I have talked with some people about this in the past at Global Forum on the mailing list, kind of with people.
And we have Matthews as well. Like, I hope Matthews.
Exactly. Yeah, Matthews was interested in the idea.
Yeah. Yep. So Matthews, did you record that video in Global Forum?
We didn't record anything. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead, Matthews.
No, no. Go ahead, Dave. I think you're going to say the same thing I was going to say.
No, please go. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you guys did record it, right? I think it's on the website.
We did record a number of. Let me pull up the links for everybody. We did record all of the videos from Global Forum here. Yes.
So for the first session, can we reuse it? Because Matthews is like our core member here as well. Like, if we can, like, I don't know. Just for starting.
Well, of course. I mean, the group can do whatever they would like with a speaker series. I just wanted to present that this is an activity that other groups have done that they've found really useful. Again, for those reasons I shared, it is a nice learning opportunity for group members, and it is a nice way to promote what people in the group are doing, and it helps drive recruiting for the group and you know, drives, you know, group membership. So if we do want to bring more people into our efforts, I think this is a good way to do it. I mean, as far as the Hyperledger Global Forum content goes, we can do more. I mean, I dropped a link to the YouTube. That's all public. We can promote more with that. I can help do some tweeting, pull the telecom related videos we have from there, or we can redo that. We can, you know, I mean, the group can do whatever they would like to do. I'm kind of just offering some options.
Yeah. And Matthews, do you want to share us your experience on a global forum that regarding like telco sake, like, because you are the one who took part in this, right, from the group?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, David was there. Aman was not able to make it because he was traveling overseas. Yeah, going back to what was said earlier on. I think from a telco perspective, I attended quite a few sessions. I don't remember anything specifically focused on telco as such. David, there wasn't anything else focused on telco as such, correct? But there were sessions that touched on telco. And there were some other industry sessions also, and there were some other PEDs also that were focused on some industries. But overall, for me, it was a networking and getting up to sync with what some of the others were doing, and also getting a feel of some of the new developments that are coming up. So certainly for me, and it was well worth it.
Great, I'm glad to hear you had a positive experience. And yeah, some of the stuff that happened didn't get recorded. Yeah, there were some networking opportunities. We had a kiosk and a bird of feathers table, and some of those things didn't get recorded, but sessions were. And you're right, I think there were some things related to telecom within some of these. Like, for example, I heard really good, I didn't go to it, but I heard really good feedback. There is a session focused on how blockchain is being adopted in Asia Pacific region. There was a panel, and I think there were some examples shared there. And so anyway, there is good content on these videos. We can help promote around that. Like if anybody, Matthews or Vipin or anybody sees anything on here that we want to help use for promoting future calls, let me know and I can share that out on Twitter. And then going forward, if we want to have more content with people presenting what they're doing here, again, I think that would be a useful thing to do. The way that some groups do it is split the meetings in half effectively. You can start with a presentation, let a person present for about 15 minutes, give 15 minutes for Q&A, and then you could have the second half of the hour be dedicated to, you know, more operational discussions like we've been having in our call. So that's one option for how to arrange it, but, you know, there's lots of different
things. So David, what we can do is like, as we know that Deutsche Telekom recently released inter-carrier settlements things on from DT side, and I think Orange and many telco operators are part of it. So, as we know, Andrews as well, like Andrews took part initially in these calls, and at that time they were in a POC stage, but I think now they released as well as it's come in the news. So what we can do for this these kind of sessions, like recording sessions, what we can do is like we can invite some active members in from DT, or like we can call interviews, like if we can give something like an introduction, like what they are doing, and because this is anyhow we will get also some feedback for our papers as well, like is it like making like differences, like what they are doing and what we are doing, something like
that. Absolutely. Everybody here is well connected, and I think among us we probably can think of five or six or seven even, you know, interesting presentations that we could put together. So yeah, I don't think this is necessarily a big investment of time. We just can reach out to the people that we know who might have some interesting presentations. let them know about when our scheduled meetings are, and then, you know, when people step up and say yes, we can just, you know, give me like as much heads up as you can, and then I can help do some promotions around it.
And even we are looking for one presentation from Matthew's and Amon's side as well, like IoT things, like you told us that you guys will share some stuff on it, right?
Right. The plan was about 2 weeks ago, and then I think we postponed that meeting because of attendance. But yeah, if you'd like us to show that, we'll be glad to show it to you.
Yeah, why not? Like,
okay, Amon, what do you think? Next meeting? This is the consent management one, Amon?
Yeah, we cannot show it live, but I can show the video. Matthew, I can actually walk through the video today just to give an overview.
Yeah, and the reason why we can't show it live is because of Corona, we cannot go back to our labs. We're all being asked to work from home.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
and so we have these sensors and other devices. They're all in our lab. But we can certainly show the video now or next time, you know, whichever works best.
Well, I guess it depends on if we want to promote, do we want to use this as an opportunity to bring new people into the group? I mean, if so, maybe I would vote for next time. If you send me details, I could put that in a tweet and we could share it out.
Sure, we'll send you information, certainly.
Great. Okay, and then if we have it on the schedule for next time.
So that in that demo, we use live IoT devices, and that those devices are currently locked up in our lab, in our office, that we cannot access at this point, so it has to be a video.
That'd be great. We're still just getting that and having a discussion around it. Sounds like it would be interesting.
Sure.
And then if other people have other ideas for other people to ask, Vipin, if this sounds like something to do, maybe we could throw a page on the wiki with idea. I mean, we could handle it however you want, but, you know, or just discuss it on the list or in these calls, we can discuss who do we invite next time? All sorts of different ways to handle it.
Sure. Even I will add this in the agenda as well next time. Like, they can go through with this video only, like what they are doing. And if we can reuse it in some way in a white paper as well, that will be good. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, that was the intent, Vipin, that we, I think, originally brought up this topic, that maybe we can share that details of the work via that demonstration, because we think that should be useful for the white paper.
Yeah, that will be really helpful for us. Yeah. Even Bilal is here, right? Today, I don't find Ahmed is here. So Bilal, any updates or any feedback?
Actually, I missed the call last week, so I don't have any updates.
Yeah, same with us. Like, yeah. I was also confused. Like, there's a daytime shift. So yeah.
Yeah, I think because of the current situation, a lot of people got distracted with higher priority stuff, which is very understandable. Yeah.
Yes. And that's what Ahmed also shared, that he's not well. So yeah.
Yeah.
So for the white paper, what we can do is like what we decided is like we are planning to distribute this in two parts. So I will share the link with you, and even I will update this on Wiki as well, so everyone can see it. In the main IoT white paper, what we will do is like we can take some help from Matthews and Aman as well for this use case again, and or what we can do, because if you so Aman, I want to add, like, if we add your use, is it, how we will add this in the current white paper, for example, as a use case or just continuation, like how we can use IoT and blockchain thing?
I think, and Matthews, please feel free to add, what we discussed, Matthews and myself, when we were reviewing it, we thought it'll be better to add it as a use case, because it's the same underlying idea of how we are using blockchain as a platform to control the IoT events and also data sharing of user data that's being generated out of those devices. The use cases that we see on the white paper currently are more focused on cell phone devices. So we thought that this could be like a different use case to the whole idea.
So can't we do this like in the same white paper? We can have like, we can discuss a lot of use cases, for example, because if we write like a white paper for every use case, I don't know, it means it's up to you guys. Like
exactly what we were thinking that
okay.
We did saw a section of that in the white paper that mentions various use cases. The last time I checked, there was only one use case for cell phones, and all the other descriptions was also very focused on just cell phones being those user devices. But I think with the new technology enablements, IoT will be a lot more than just cell phones. So how should we start?
Like, should I create a one separate page for this, or I will share the link and then we can start a new one?
We can use the same one.
I just have a question. We're still keeping the work we've done so far, right?
Yes.
So would we is the thinking a separate one or a new one? I just want clarification on that.
So what we decided is like, let's make one use case, like IoT use case, as a one entity and separate white papers for every use case. This is what we decided before. But yeah, this is still, we are struggling with this. Should we do this or not? Like, if we do, like, then in every time, what we will do is like, we have like separate white papers for every use case. We can do that, of course, but it's up to you guys, like how you want to proceed.
I agree. I have concerns also, because one paper with multiple use cases and then the one separate one that we already have, that makes sense. But a paper per use case will be quite a bit of work, and it'll also start repeating quite a few things.
Yeah.
Because it'll fundamentally use the same sort of identity management, etc., that we talked about in the first paper.
Yeah, I agree. Otherwise, we have to write every time same stuff. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So
will be good.
Maybe we can just add this use case into the same paper that everyone has been working so far.
Yeah, thank you so much. And please comment us as well, like when you do that, like so that we can also see some stuff. Even Bilal, do you have any feedback on like we are planning on the same paper, we are adding every use case on the same paper?
No, I mean I agree with the comment that we cannot create, or we should not create a paper per use case. I think we have the general idea in the white paper. We have one use case and the POC for that use case to illustrate the point. But if we have other cases, we should just add them to the same paper.
Yep.
Actually, given the coronavirus situation, I got me thinking, is there something we can do as a group with the expertise to help with the spread of COVID-19, put this on hold and see if we can be helpful.
So do you have any suggestions or something?
I really don't at this point, but it just kind of hit me. We have a group of smart people looking at different solutions for a problem. Can we leverage our collective brain power to help with the COVID-19? And I don't know if the Linux Foundation is doing any work in this area, because I know a lot of technical forum are doing competitions.
Yeah, let me share one link, for example, just a second. So the healthcare special interest group has started looking into this. If anybody's interested, I would see that would be a good place to, maybe this is a good opportunity to collaborate across the community, but here I'm dropping a link. This healthcare special interest group just last week had a meeting entirely devoted to how blockchain could be used to address COVID. If people are interested in taking a look at that, maybe there's, could be some really interesting cross collaboration opportunities. Maybe there's something that's kind of an intersection between telecom and healthcare that we could talk to them about. And if people want to post on the healthcare special interest group list. I just dropped the link to the list. So review the notes. They've just started a discussion. That first meeting was basically just opening it up, letting people share thoughts, ideas, comments, observations. But you know, I think there certainly are activities in the community where people are trying to figure out what they're doing, how that could help.
Yeah, they have like a good proposal here as well. Like,
yeah, and we don't have to do things in isolation. I mean, we could, if there's something like I'm related, we could take that to them and have a discussion with them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a better idea. I agree.
Because I know there's a lot of concern about surveillance and privacy.
Exactly, a lot of
startups are buying bulk kind of location information from operators and from Unicast, and people are concerned. So maybe there's an angle in the telecom focus we have, is how can we protect people's privacy?
That's a great use case. Yeah, I've read all sorts of articles about this government, yeah, grabbing the phone record. Yeah, that, I think that's
right. That's our focus. That's our focus with our group.
I would really encourage you to take that conversation, or we as a group, to maybe draft something and share it on the healthcare list and maybe bring that conversation to them, because they're thinking, seems like we have two groups that are thinking along the same lines. And I know from that discussion before at the healthcare group, yeah, privacy came up. I think
also ethical sourcing of the human organ trade is of great interest. That's where I'm going to cut my teeth with sawtooth first, while I'm proving up all of the geospatial, you know, laser scanning of buildings and the different map nodes and all of these, and then I'll have a prototype probably to demonstrate to the group maybe within 3 months.
But how it is related to telecom, like if we can, means not generally, like, as Bilal said, that we can have like a use case for the privacy things, that's fine. But I agree, this idea is really cool and good. Even it's better if we can push it to the Hyperledger health sake, right? Because means they are from same backgrounds, they know better. Maybe, I'm not sure.
And so, yeah, and speaking of a speaker series, if there was something we wanted to present to them, I think they'd be open to that. And yeah, so I think whatever sort of way that we collaborate with them, I would definitely encourage this group to reach out in some fashion, if that's on the mailing list or offering to present some ideas or...
Bilal, can you tell us like a little bit more about this, like how they are surveillancing on this? Like are they recording calls or what? Like,
I mean, you know, all operators have your location info, right? In the U.S., mm-hmm. whether it's state, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they all track us. And they sell that info to third parties. And there's a company called Unicast that just released an app to track social distancing. So based on your location and my location, they can determine if in this particular geography social distancing is being adhered to or not, and they grade those locations. And I've read some concerns about that piece of info, that they know how close people to each other. So
yeah,
and it is very subject to abuse.
But at the same time, it's an opportunity for PKI.
Yeah, so the question is, can Hyperledger be useful to protect people's privacy? I don't know the answer, PKI. But I think it's a very timely use case related to COVID-19, because now everything goes to protect public health, right? So do we really need to compromise privacy to protect our health, or there is something we can do?
If it is like indie, or if everything is like ID, like in that case, let's say ID can be shown to the third parties, but not actual data, maybe. Let's say indie, we can use indie something like yeah, we can write a little bit proposal or something and then let's see. But this is a good use case. Like unicast.com is really cool that they can do social distancing as well. They can map it. This is cool. Okay.
Well, it might be a good idea to have a joint call with the healthcare group. Maybe yeah, we join their next nice. Call. Yeah. But we yeah. like it's an official joint meeting. So we listen to what they have and mm-hmm. we probably can jump in to solve one of their problems or some problems they are looking at.
I think that would be great. Here, let me just pull up the agenda, the next agenda, so you have it on your radar.
Yeah, that will be a really great thing. Because in that case, they can also help, like in terms of they can think in terms of health, like actual health stuff, and then we can say what we can say as an operator point of view. Like,
exactly. Is Rich still the head of the healthcare group?
Yeah, so you know Rich?
Well, I was part of the group. Then when you guys created this, because of my telecom background, I jumped ship.
Oh, so you already, yes, exactly. Okay, good. I'm glad you asked. So yes, Rich is still the lead. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He runs great meetings there, you know, so he already has the agenda up for the next one. You can take a look there. It's not this Friday, but next Friday. I would encourage you to get a discussion going on the list ahead of time. Maybe just post to the list and say, hey, can we talk, add this to the agenda next time, just to make sure the agenda doesn't fill up with other topics and just to
yeah.
you know, get a discussion going up front. But yeah, I think if one or more people from this group could represent the group next week and talk about potential collaboration opportunities, I think that would be fabulous.
Vipin, would you mind reaching out to Rich and tell him this is our current yeah, sure. thinking and we as a group would like to be represented on the next call? I know it's open to everyone, but
So, but we can add some agenda things to the meeting as well, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, yeah, Vipin, if you want to post to, I think the healthcare list, I mean, I'm happy to introduce you to Rich directly, but I think the healthcare list is probably the best place to do it just so that everybody could be involved in the conversation.
Yep. Definitely. Yes.
All right. Awesome.
And meanwhile, Bilal, we can start some brainstorm session as well, like what we can... like as you showed this unicast, something like this, and meanwhile we can think privacy issue with this as well.
Yeah, so I think I think protecting privacy is a mm-hmm. use case. If we all agree on that use case, then let's all think about how can we protect privacy using the Hyperledger.
Sure. So I will start something on Wiki and then I will share with everyone on the group, on the mailing list.
Well, that's a great idea. I'm glad that came up. Yeah, I think that could be some really interesting discussions.
Yep. So because Ahmed is not here, so we don't have much updates on the white paper. So if anyone wants to discuss anything, it's open to all.
This is Chris. I'm relatively new to the special interest group, but I do have a lot of blockchain experience, and I'm relatively new to Hyperledger. What could I do to get involved initially?
So for the initially, we have right now we are working on one white paper. If you want to see that, like it's available on Wiki, and we also released one solution brief on intercarrier settlements also. So if you are and it's like if it's up to you, like you want to see which use case you want to see, or if you want to propose something new to us as well, you are open to that as well.
Okay.
And if you want to see some code, there's a Hyperledger lab where you can see some POC code as well. So yeah, a lot of things, and there is a reading list as well where you can read articles and papers related to our telecom and blockchain as well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
So aside of our joint meeting with the healthcare group, could we allocate next week's call to brainstorming on the idea of protecting privacy?
So we have one call on Thursday, right?
Right.
Yeah, sure. Sure, next week, Thursday, same time. Sure.
So if all of us kind of retake this offline and think through the issues and maybe come up with ideas and we can discuss them on the call, and maybe we settle on a solution to this use case and start working on it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, if you have something like Unica's kind of thing, please share with us as well so that we can think more. Because after looking into this, it's like really, really strange. Like, they have even location data toolkit, man.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. You cannot stop location collection from the mobile operator, right?
Sure, they have to have that data, right? I mean, the cell phones
right.
work.
Exactly, yeah.
But we can add privacy over it, right?
Yeah, so what can you do to offer some app, a layer on top of it to anonymize certain things?
Yeah.
I think that's super smart. Yeah, people would be really into that. I think, yeah, there's a lot of legitimate concerns.
Right. Okay, so it all revolves around the identity issue we're talking about. So you own your identity, you decide what info to share with who. Right, so there's a lot of policy around my identity that I keep on my phone.
Even we can add this in our IoT white paper as well. Some things, like for example, IoT privacy also really sometimes is really important, right?
Yeah, I think it dovetails with Ahmed's idea. I mean, to start with. Right.
Yeah, that's,
so the phone is an IoT device, and we're talking about digital identity and policy mm-hmm. for accessing that device. It's mm-hmm. the same principle, but I think the need is more urgent right now, and we're not talking about SIM card theft or double SIM cards or whatever. We're talking about protecting info held on the phone before it goes out.
But we can start with this idea only, that if you treat your device as an IoT device, and we want to protect your device privacy, right, instead of individual privacy, because anyhow identity is nothing but your mobile, right? They are tracking your mobile, not you.
Yeah, it's well, yes and no, because they do have your identity associated with your SIM card or EMEI or MZ or whatever. So mobile operators actually know you as a person with your social security number, date of birth, your picture, everything. But I mean, there's nothing we can do about. But I'm saying a layer on top of that to protect certain info from going out. Because you have, let's call it, I mean, the physical layer and the data link layer, that is totally out of our control as people. But what data comes in and goes out of your phone is something you should have some control over. And where that data is stored, and that's where the blockchain comes into play. Or maybe deploy a mini blockchain on the phone like Samsung did. Anyways, so I'm not the technologist amongst you. You are smarter than me. But
I also think that there's a legal framework to this, that if in my presentation to the council at Oakland County or Oakland County Council, there's a legal framework where if we have a PKI and there is a need to have a legal action taken against a certain individual, that could be something that a court order could essentially get a hold of. And that has been part of my presentation to Oakland County and to various legal professionals.
And what they use for, like they're using this data for?
Well, like you're saying, there's a moral issue here. We're having all of our information out where, people can just gather it, or even law enforcement agencies can just grab it. And I think that there needs to be a framework that there, you know, is a certain protection under law that you can't just get a hold of all this information and use it against the citizens in an unlawful manner. But it has to be in a framework. And I think the blockchain is the only framework that addresses the solutions to the legal framework that I'm speaking of.
Yeah, even in GDPR, they talk about this as well. Like even federal, how federal can use your data, right? Even not even third parties. Like right now, people are focusing on like how third parties are using your data, but how federal are using your data is like... I hope they have like in laws, they have everything, like they can access everything from any vendor maybe. But still in GDPR, I think they say that there's a restrictions over it. And at that point, yes, blockchain will be really helpful. Okay, so we have two agendas, like we have a meeting on next Thursday. Those who want to join for this is like a discussion over COVID and privacy issues over telcos, and next thing is like we have some updates from IBM guys, like they will update some stuff on white paper, right Matthews or Aman is here.
So, and I can just offer my help. If we want to do a speaker series for telecom, just any speaker, so Vipin, just give me, you know, ideally like a week heads
Let's start with Andrews. What do you think? Like Andrews, in starting, he joined our call as well, and he wants to contribute as well. So maybe because of like they have release and everything, so we can start a mail thread with Andrews, and I think we should invite him. Why not?
Great. And then as soon as we have somebody confirmed for a specific date, let me know, and I'll do some promotion around it. And then for the healthcare,
let's talk over our mail, and then we can
sure.
Time as well. Yeah, sure.
And thanks. Then I'll say the same thing. If you could let me know once Rich has agreed to add this privacy discussion to the healthcare agenda next week.
Can we do this next? Okay, so they have a meeting on Friday, right?
Next Friday. So yeah, did you see in the chat? I dropped the link. It's April 3rd.
Okay. So anyhow, we will join that call. But before that, we also want to discuss some stuff between us, like what we can propose. And of course, like Bilal and me definitely will join, and everybody's welcome. Create a group as well, like on chat we can talk, like the members who want to join it. Okay, so that's it for today. If nothing left, so we can leave early today, right?
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks everyone. I'll post the recording.
Thank you.
Thank you.